Hi there, 103. I'm going to use these little short videos to try and help you just work through some mechanical problems in the book. They're probably not going to be very good. I'll try to keep them short and we'll just go from there. And you just have to bear with me trying to figure out all of these things. So I'm going to just share my screen here. We'll start with question 6 out of chapter 3 because chapters 1 and 2 don't have any technical questions. So here what we've got here, we've got a question that's got two individuals, there's two goods, and there's four potential bundles. So here's John and here's Mary, and they each can have meat or they can have fruit. For each one of them, there's a bundle A, B, and C, and D. The bundles are different for each one of them. I mean, one of them is the same. But the key thing in this question is that bundle A, bundle B, bundle C, bundle D are all the same in terms of the level of satisfaction for John and for Mary. In other words, we say that they are indifferent between those bundles. So John is indifferent between having 0 meat and 12 units of fruit, or 1 unit of meat and 8 units of fruit. Because John is indifferent, we know that when he moves from 0 meat to 1 meat and gives up 12 goes from 12 to 8 fruit, that difference from 12 to 8 is the maximum that he'd be willing to pay to get any more meat. And so this distance here from 12 to 8, when going from 0 to 1, is the marginal value of meat. So we would say the marginal value of meat for John for the first unit is 1, or the marginal value of the first unit of meat is, 4 units of fruit. Likewise, the marginal value of the second unit of meat for John is going to be 3, and the marginal value of the third unit of meat for John is going to be 2. If I follow that same line of reasoning for Mary, the marginal value of the first unit of meat for Mary is 6. The marginal value of the second unit of meat for Mary is 5, and the marginal value of the third unit of meat for Mary is 4. Two things to notice. For both John and Mary, as they get more meat, their marginal value of meat falls. They both satisfy our diminishing law of diminishing marginal value. The other thing to note is that Mary likes meat more than John does at the margin. So her marginal values are all higher. For a given level of meat consumption, they're all higher. So when John has no meat, he's willing to pay 4 units of fruit to get 1. When Mary has no meat, she's willing to pay 6 units of fruit to get a little bit more. Now, we're actually told that they're both at this bundle. So they both have actually 2 units of meat and 5 units of fruit. But we're also told that they can trade and that 1 unit of meat is equivalent to 3.5 units of fruit. What that means is they can convert meat and fruit back and forth along those terms. So for Mary here, she's got 5 units of fruit and 2 units of meat. Maybe she'd like to get another unit of meat. Maybe she'd like to move from 2 to 3. She'd be willing to pay 4 units of fruit to do that, but she doesn't have to. She only has to pay 3.5. And so if she pays 3.5, she'll end up with 3 units of meat and 1.5 units of fruit, which is obviously better than having 3 and 1. So Mary is made better off by acquiring a unit of meat from John. Now John gave up a unit of meat, right? So he went from 2 down to 1. Now he would have done that if you had paid him 3 units of fruit, but he didn't get 3 units of fruit. He got 3.5, which means 5 plus 3.5. He got 1, and now he's at 8.5. 8.5 is bigger than 8. So 1 and 8.5 is better than 1 and 8. And so John is made better off by trade as well. This is the great lesson of trade in economics. If two individuals have different marginal values, then there are always gains from trade. And in this case, Mary benefited by trade, getting more meat, less fruit. John benefited by trade, getting less meat, more fruit. All right? So we'll stop it there. Thank you.